We did a lot of lobbying on various campaigns that I was on. So I should think I've been up there half a dozen times at least and lobbied MPs. If you can get it organised properly with enough people, it's worth it. It's much better, I think, personally, than lying down in the street. I find that degrading. And I think it's degrading not only for disabled people, but for anybody else who does the same sort of harsh campaigning, if you like. We did a lot of fundraising, not only in the street, but by using paper campaigns for both the big organisations that I belong to, both CASIL and Disabled Drivers Association, as it was then. We've still got a group of the disabled drivers, the same group that I joined when I was 19. I still do all the transport and paperwork for now, once a month. So it's still, and that's, you know, I joined in 1963. And what is it now? 2017. That's a long time. So, yes, done a lot of, not lying down on the pavement, but a lot of meetings with MPs, meetings with authorities here, and talking. I think that's probably the best way to get your thoughts and ideas through to the people who need to know, is by networking.